You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Welcome to the podcast. Coach Bill and I have hijacked high school hoops for the next couple of months because Game Changer has jumped in as a sponsor, and we're super excited about Game Changer. First of all, I think it's the greatest name ever for a business, Game Changer.
It is, right?
Yeah. I know. I don't know how they got that.
I love it.
Kudos whoever did it. But tell the people a little bit about Game Changer, Coach.
Yeah, Game Changer is a free app. That you can use to track stats track stats, live action. A player's parent can't be there, grandparent across the country. They can tune in. They can see the game unfold right before their eyes. Not only that, it will provide you as a coach data and information. So you can go back, review the film, break it down for your players. You can show them what is literally happening on the court. And go to gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops. Again, that's gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops.
Check it out to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right. Welcome. Oh, my gosh, Coach. I am so sorry. So here's what happened, people. Coach and I were, I don't know. Let me look at my timer. We were like 6 minutes into the podcast and I forgot to hit record. So I look up and I go, I did not hit record. I am so sorry, Coach. Coach and I are both lacking sleep. We've had a lot of stuff go on in our lives. Anyway, so this is the podcast. Like, it's real. We're high school coaches.
In life, there's just some things you can't control. It's all good.
What did I tell you before we can't control the controllables? I'm trying to control the controllables, but oh my gosh. And I got to do Coaching Youth Hoops podcast later today. So it's like, oh my God, how am I going to make this? But anyway, we're two high school coaches. It's the middle of the season, and this is just what happens, and we're going to be real, and I'm not going to edit this out.
Our brain might be a little cloudy. We might get off on tangents.
First of all, we're going to get off on tangents because I'm part of it. But the second part is it's going to be cloudy. Anyway, we're going to leave it. So we're going to go back to my sponsors because I'm not going to forget to do that. And then we're going to talk about my grade that I do remember that. All right. So first of all, let's talk about Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. Mention us. They will take unbelievably good care of you. They'll give you $450 off. And I'm excited. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put a link for kind of a masterclass I did with them. They're awesome people. They really are. I have a meeting with them in a couple weeks to talk about some ideas I have about how to help coaches. That's just literally why I've done all of this and why we're redoing this, even though it's like I'm a dumb SOB. I won't swear it because then I can put clean on the podcast thing. And then number two is go. See, look, look, see, we're back to the thing. I think it works. This is the best. It must be a setting. It must be setting. If people are watching, if you put a two up on Zoom, it balloons come up on it. And then if you put a thumbs up, I don't know what the other ones are. It gives us thumbs up. I don't know if that works for everybody, but it does work on the Zoom that's now. You might not have updated your software either. Depends. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's a little bit of everything. There's some big, huge changes coming. So what's happening is I'm getting rid of the six-month and the year subscriptions just because there's lots of reasons. I'm not going to get all the reasons, but we're just doing that. I'm going to make it simpler for everyone. We're going to do monthly, and then we're going to do monthly for both of my memberships, not only teachhoops.com, but full season access where you find out how the sausage is made, and then my full complete library, which I keep adding to. It's crazy.
Did you say sauce?
Yeah, secret sauce.
Oh.
What'd you think I said?
Nothing. I just
was wondering. The secret sauce. It's like McDonald's secret sauce or... Yeah, haven't you ever heard of that? It's a secret sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm literally telling you everything because selfishly, two things. I want to help all of you, and the second thing is I'm getting near the end of my career, so I'm reflecting, and I want to help coaches not go through the same crap that I went through.
And it's even harder now to start coaching than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, so that's why I started T-Tubes.
You need to find that mentorship, and you need to have that interaction friend.
And it goes back to like your girls running, like you using Sideline, which is the best press break ever. Did I have a PDF of Sideline inside of T-Tubes?
You did not. That's why I asked you.
I haven't done it already.
I know.
Send it to me because I have one too. Do you use Badger or any of those other ones? You should use Badger too. Badger's a good counter to Sideline. It's where you kind of stack guys at half court and then they crawl. Look at it. I think you'll like that. Anyway, go over and check that out. Prices are going to go up because I got to pay the programmer. Okay, enough with selling. I do have two kids in college. I'd like to retire before I'm 97. My dad's 89, will be 90 in February, a couple months. So I'd like to make it to 90 at least. I want to beat my dad. That's my goal. Not that it's a contest, but it is. Hey, I've lost a couple pounds, like 3 pounds.
Good for you.
I'm trying to get down. I don't want to get to my high school weight, which was 165. I want to get to like 185. So, and I'm not overweight, but I want to be leaner. Anyway, no one cares about that. All right. So today we're going to talk about out of bounds plays. And this is about where I remembered that I forgot to hit record.
Coach, what would you grade your team's current usage and your current efficiency or how they run their out of bounds
play? You remember that. That's awesome. Yes. I would grade them as a D-. They are horrible. I don't know if we've scored on our out of bounds play this year.
I would say that was us the first couple of games, and then I made changes.
So I'm coming at them. Like, this is not okay anymore. And the problem is there's kids on my bench that don't know the out of bounds plays.
Oh, I know. It drives me nuts.
And then they go in and then they throw the ball in because they don't know the out of bounds plays. My mom is sending text messages now. Do you want any of these? She's like obviously cleaning. It's like, so she's sending text messages of, do you want any of these hats? This stuff. Sorry, it's too funny. It's like, you know. Anyway, it's just comical. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but it is comical. I need to do the exact same thing, though. So if you're listening to this, out if you're listening to. All right. So sorry to interrupt the podcast, but this is going to be worth it. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. And I know, Coach, you love Game Changer, don't you?
I do. I started using the Game Changers basketball app to track stats in my middle school games. And no pun intended, but it's been a true game changer. It's helped me know what we're missing out on, you know, or know what our weaknesses are. If it's turnovers one game, free throws the next, it can all be tracked in the app. And the first time I used
free app.
Free app for iOS or Android. The first time I used it, my players were blown away because right after the game, I told them how many points, how many turnovers, there wasn't a delay, right? It was right there on the app. Super simple to use, just a couple clicks of a button, you're tracking points, you're tracking turnovers, you upload all your player numbers, and the future is going to be bright too. You know, let me tell you why.
And the parent doesn't know everything. They can actually do this. It's a pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. They don't need to know anything. That's what I was worried about, that they're going to be. I mean, they know what a bucket is. They know what, you know,
free throw.
Sometimes it comes, you know, some questions around assists or whatever, but, you know, we work it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. But what I'm really looking forward to as an ex-high school coach is the ability to do all the stats using AI. And that's coming very soon with the app because they have video, right? So you're shooting video.
It's free video that grandma in Wyoming can watch, right? Like live stream it. Yes.
Live stream it. Yeah. So grandma can live stream it. But what they're doing with the video is they're going to be able to track stats using AI. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So jump on it right now. You can easily find it at gc.com. That's greatcollins.com. So
climate.
There we go. Collins. Let's do that one more time. G as in great, C as in collins.com. And look for the basketball app under sports. Like I said, it's free. And if you're looking just to improve practices, improve your players, it's a great way to keep individual stats as well as team stats super easy to use.
And it's free.
Yes.
All right. So what's your thought on running the same sets? Like,
I believe that you can. What I've had is like, you don't need to have like, I think one thing that we've done this year is originally we started the box series and it went terrible. So I got rid of it. And then I kind of started with two different alignments to see which one would work better. And then I built off that alignment. And then I just kind of used that alignment and I build off of that. So I think early on having a couple different alignments is a good thing just to see what best fits your team. But I also think, and I remember your DVD about out of bounds plays, you talked about that sometimes cutting is more effective than screening.
It is. Don't you think it is?
I would say that I've learned that this year. We are far more efficient with out-of-bounds plays that just involve cutting and more options. It's less, making it less predictable. You know, a lot of out-of-bounds plays have always been, especially in the state of Wisconsin, is screen the screener. Some type of, I'm going to screen and then I'm going to get a screen. You know, a lot of the out-of-bounds plays have been screen the screener, you know, and it's interesting how much different it is if you add more layers of cutting or simplicity with that. I don't like the box set because there's not much you can do out of it with the space.
I think where they're throwing it in now matters too a little bit.
Right.
I think the low 1-4, high 1-4 is where I'm going to go. Yeah, I just think it's a better look long-term. I definitely think it's a better look long-term.
For a 1-4 low set for me, I just think sometimes the passes are hard to make.
Yeah, you're right. I do see that. So and that's why I do like the free throw line because it gives them room to find space. I do like that. I'm stealing all this so as you know this, because obviously if my kids are getting D minuses, it's the teacher's fault That's what everyone would say. So the coach, so I got it. I'm going to tweak that a little bit.
But if you have, so. I mean, if you can, I don't know. It's all how you do what you do off that 1-4 action too, right?
Right.
But I've been watching a couple teams and scouting some teams. Like they run some 1-4 stuff and they make like the post player pops out to way up to the 3-point line. That's a hard skip pass to make if there's ball pressure and so forth. I think also you got to see what a lot of the teams that you're playing, how they guard the ball.
So you almost want from the one high 1-4, you almost want them to go to the 4 spots then, right?
Yep.
Like corner.
Actually, I have my four girls along the free throw line. It's a little bit tighter.
Yeah, okay. But where do they end up then? Do they end up in the 4 spots? One on each wing and one on each blockish area area?
Normally the action will normally be somebody will be right block, left block, somebody comes to that wing. Or like opposite left wing, and then somebody for safety.
And is it different on each of the sets where they end up?
Yeah, actions are different. Or I'll have a
counter. How many actions do you have?
So I have just two different sets. So I have I have a 4 high set, and then I have a 3 high, and then a 1 person on the block. And this is that play that you ran all the time, where you have that person come up and they just do that triple curl screen.
You know what I'm like that. Yes. Yep.
So what I did is I did a counter off of that. So we call the first play, we just call it wheel. Okay. And then we call the second one wagon. And so that girl, the player comes up and slip screens opposite the block right away. And then I have a screen action out of it. Like so they got so used to, you know, covering the cutters girls. And then suddenly that person, that's kind of that decoy screener, right?
Yeah.
Does something. And then we set up a screen across and then we get a flash coming through, you know? So just sometimes like it's just like one simple screen and then a flash that comes off of it.
Right.
I don't think you need a lot of screens. I think a lot of times it's just a misdirection.
We over screen too, yeah. I think sometimes. I agree. We over, and there's not enough time. And then all of a sudden you get to 3 seconds and the person throwing it in is panicking and blah, 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 blah. I agree.
I just don't know if people, I think another thing too is like, if you don't practice it a lot or the kids don't study their playbooks, if you make your out of bounds play super complicated, they don't do well with them at all. And like you've already said before, you know, you got some kids that come in and they don't know the out of bounds plays. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Right. So if you could just make them simple, right, and have a couple simple counters out of them, it might be better for that team. I would say the other thing that we do, I try to do every other day, is do 5-on-0 and just practice them over and over.
Well, we're going to do that with our situational stuff too.
Sometimes I'll do like a little tournament where I'll have, all right, you get 4 possessions, you get 4 possessions, you run what you want, you what you run, and we just practice them and then we have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's something that I know that for us this year, I know I had a pretty good group of kids that if we could be more efficient with set plays out of bounds would be huge for us.
And it's points. You got to get points off out of bounds plays.
Right.
I know we got to do that on our sides too. Okay. Awesome. Anything else, coach?
I would say if you want to be good at out of bounds plays, you got to take time to practice.
You do. You do.
That's it.
It's exactly like that, situations that, too.
So one thing I try to do is the yearly map thing you gave me years ago is I kind of look at, all right, what have I done lately? Oh man. And I'll tell you a game we played last week. I should have spent way more time tracking what I was doing transition defense. So if you want to get good at anything in any topic we ever talk about, you got to make strategic time to do it. It's just not going to happen organically. Got to make it work.
I got to end with that. That's perfect. It's whatever you emphasize, they will do.
Exactly.
Perfect. Till next week, coach.
Mic drop.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.